Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger, Maureen Sweeney Kyle, from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, May 14th, through Thursday, May 20th, 2021. May 14th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, make certain your own spiritual house is in order before you scrutinize someone else's spirituality." Truth be told, no one is perfect. It is never easy to forgive. However, holy love dictates holy forgiveness. If you are walking with me, make certain you are not carrying burdens of unforgiveness which impede your spiritual progress. Unforgiveness is pride in disguise. Pray for humility of heart. The humble heart does not know how to be unforgiving. The humble heart is closer to me than many of high and exalted reputations on earth. Once again, embrace humility, which pleases me. A note is given to read Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Strive for peace with all men, and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. May 15th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, in each present moment, it is important to realize, lies your destiny. You can use the present towards your salvation or towards eternal damnation. Most souls do not understand how each present moment affects their future. The soul must move towards a deeper relationship with me in thought, word, and deed in the present, or he moves farther away from me. I have the perfect plan for every soul, but he must cooperate with my grace. Many, most souls die unprepared for their moment of judgment. These are the ones who have not loved me enough and who have let their lives slip by without holy detachment from the world. In this way, their souls have been easily influenced by Satan. The present moment holds unique opportunities to come deeper into holy love. So many suffer the pains of purgatory in order to be cleansed for entrance into heaven. At this moment, I have an interior vision of bishops' mitres floating amidst smoke and sparks." He continues, "The more souls that are influenced by position and authority, the greater the responsibility towards living in holy love as an example. Many suffer greatly for their abuse of authority and their disregard for their influence on others. They waste every present moment. They disrespect my authority and my commandments. Pray for them." A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 4. "First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life, godly and respectful in every way. This is good, and it is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth." Another note is given to read Wisdom, chapter 6, 1 through 8. "Listen, therefore, O kings, and understand. Learn, O judges of the ends of the earth. Give ear, you that rule over multitudes and boast of many nations. For your dominion was given you from the Lord, and your sovereignty from the Most High, who will search out your works and inquire into your plans. Because as servants of his kingdom, you did not rule rightly, nor keep the law, nor walk according to the purpose of God. He will come upon you terribly and swiftly, because severe judgment falls on those in high places. For the lowliest man may be pardoned in mercy, but mighty men will be mightily tested. For the Lord of all will not stand in awe of anyone, nor show deference to greatness, because he himself made both small and great, and he takes thought for all alike. But a strict inquiry is in store for the mighty. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 16th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, in the world today, you must be more discerning as to what you accept as truth. Many times, people are not what they seem to be on the outside. Now I, Maureen, see a beautiful apple which is sliced open and is rotten on the inside. You must realize Satan's most evil of plans is to corrupt the heart of a person or institution while it remains perfect on the outside. This is why I tell you, do not blindly respect high-powered positions, uniforms, or persons of status without knowing the inner motivations of the people who hold influential titles or positions. Satan disguises himself with positions of human respect or vocations, all the while using his outer authority to perpetuate his lies. This is how untruth is perpetuated, hidden beneath the surface of good and respect. You must investigate before you believe. The truth is oftentimes difficult to discover." A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be urgent in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, and exhort, be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 17th, 2021. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I do not leave you alone, but I am always present to you through my commandments. It is only through your free will that you become separated from me. I do not compromise my call to you, whether or not you are listening. Do not allow affections for the passing joys of the world to come between us. Make pleasing me be your priority. Some people have a disordered love of their reputation or their physical appearance. These are all passing and of no account at your judgment. Your concern for how people regard you is an obstacle to your personal holiness and clouds your judgment. Surrender all these concerns to me. Then your every present moment will be a support at your judgment. You cannot retrieve any moment in time. Once it passes, it is gone forever. Make the most of each moment by loving me. A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 1 through 10. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Look to yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone, and not in his neighbor. For each man will have to bear his own load. Let him who is taught the word share all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 18th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I have passed on a multitude of graces filling the hands of the Holy Mother. She will, in turn, fill the hearts of those who come to the property on June 13th. During the hour of mercy, I will impart to those present my triple blessing. This is a blessing which will fill hearts with peace. If only all those engaged in conflict in the Middle East could receive this blessing, there would be instant peace. As it is, many are not interested in being at peace and would reject the blessing even if I did impart it to them. Not even church leaders have spoken out against the atrocities taking place every day over there. Today's leadership is remiss in acting strongly to defend the truth. Those who do not speak out against this conflict are influencing the acceptance of the war. The same holds true with the issue of abortion. Speak the truth or be held accountable. A note is given to read Psalm 2, 10 through 11. Now therefore, O kings, be wise. Be warned, O rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, with trembling. Another note is given to read Psalm 5, 4 through 6. For you are not a God who delights in wickedness. Evil may not sojourn with you. The boastful may not stand before your eyes. You hate all evildoers. You destroy those who speak lies. The Lord abhors bloodthirsty and deceitful men. And another note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 4. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life, godly and respectful in every way. This is good, and it is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 19th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Children, my call to your salvation, to your claiming of your position in heaven, is a call to live in holy truth. Holy truth is motivated by obedience to my commandments. Your decisions throughout the day should be a reflection of this obedience. There should be no compromise of this holy truth, no hidden agendas, and certainly no disordered self-ambition, which inspires the undermining of holy truth. Allow holy truth to inspire your moment-to-moment decisions. In this way, all dishonesty will take flight. Sometimes your best sacrifice is to stay in the background and listen to others' opinions. On most occasions, however, you must defend holy truth to those who live convoluted lives. Stay focused on holy truth throughout your day. Then I will focus on your needs. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 21 through 22. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 19th, 2021. Jesus says, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. The souls that are lost every day by lax priests, bishops, and all who represent church authority number in the thousands.